Do Not Open, a Stargate Atlantis fanfiction by Tasmi. Read by Tasmi. Rated teen. John tended to stuff his uncomfortable feelings away into a sack, which he then put into a box, which he then banished to the farthest corner of his brain with a huge sign that said, "Do Not Open." There were few people who could force those feelings out. And there were few people who could hit him with such an intense blow that all his feelings scattered, blocking any reasonable thoughts. Standing at the SGC, listening to Rodney's horrific plan to keep the Wraith fed, John felt discombobulated and frightened. All he could think was one word, no. Until that moment, John would never have considered Rodney suicidal, yet there he was, proposing to feed himself to the Wraith. Sure, it wasn't that Rodney wanted to die. It was just that he clearly felt this was the last option to save his sister. Also, it wasn't as if John had any qualms about self-sacrifice when he was the one doing the sacrificing. But this was different. This was Rodney. His Rodney. John briefly imagined Todd reaching his hand toward Rodney and Rodney allowing Todd to make contact. Rodney screaming, his skin withering into a lifeless husk. It wasn't just self-sacrifice in the name of saving all of Atlantis. This was gruesome, wrong. This was purposely feeding a human, Rodney, to a Wraith. In the past, Rodney had pleaded over and over for ludicrous plans, but this? Rodney should have known that under no circumstances was this ever a viable option. How dare he even suggest this plan to John, as if John would willingly walk him to the Wraith and nonchalantly say goodbye? Choking back all the feels, John struggled to form any words. "I can't," he said softly. "I'm sorry." Rodney let out one more soft please. Before the room grew quiet, they were at an impasse. In the silence, John watched Rodney's fear and hurt. It was just too much. He could fight the Wraith. He could fight the replicators. But this? How did he fight this? "We'll think of something," John finally added. "Sure," Rodney whispered. But it didn't really mean, "Sure, let's make a plan." It was the kind of sure that said, "I've already decided to do this. I just need to get back to the lab. Figuring this out." His eyes shifted quickly left and right, then left and right again, a clear tale of deception. Rodney made for the entrance. John blocked his path. "I can't let you leave." "Someone has to fix the code. If you won't let it be the Wraith, then I have to..." "We both know what you'll do if I let you go." "No, we don't." Rodney's eyes shifted again. He rubbed his hands together nervously. "I promise I'll go back to my lab and be a good team member who always follows orders and finds some miraculous plan to save the day." It wasn't a real promise. John hated seeing Rodney so hurt. How could he help him understand? Under no circumstances. "Am I sitting idly by while you do this?" Rodney took a step back, pacing and shaking his head. A second later, Rodney straightened. His desperate, pleading blue eyes locked with John's as he whispered once more, "Please." Desperate, John searched for another plan. There had to be a way. The first step was clear. Rodney couldn't be allowed near the Wraith. John stood, straightening his uniform. He used an even command voice, the type of voice that leaves no room for questions or pause. "Give me your access card." "What? No, I need that too." "Oh, wait, you're keeping me from my lab, aren't you?" You can't stop me." Rodney crossed his arms and held his chin aloft. "The hell I can't? Listen to yourself. You came to tell me that you plan to feed yourself to a Wraith." John emphasized the words carefully, desperate for Rodney to understand this was a bad plan. As John refused to budge, he could see Rodney's desperation build to a crescendo. You don't get it, do you? This is my fault. If you don't let me do this, then I'll, you know what? I'll hate you. That's it. Rodney snapped his fingers in typical McKay epiphany speak. He turned to John to meet his stare, then continued, this time with more confidence, as though he was sure he'd solved this John conundrum. I'll hate you if you let her die. Is that what you want, huh? I'll hate you more than anything. I'll quit Atlantis and I'll go live somewhere far away from you and resent you. Huh? You got that? John didn't budge, despite the sting. He refused to let Rodney's words change his mind. He doubted Rodney would really hate him. Either way, it was worth it. It was better than allowing this madness. In that instant, the rest of the plan formed. Someone had to be fed to the Wraith. Someone had to die. It just didn't have to be Rodney. They could save Jeannie. Rodney didn't have to resent John or blame himself. All John had to do was keep Rodney from the lab long enough to get someone else to take his place. Wallace made this mess. He was going to clean it up, whether he chose to or not. John would make him see. So now to get Rodney to fork over the card. It was rare to see Rodney so stubborn. John would have expected him to back down by now, but Rodney showed no sign of acquiescing. He briefly considered reporting Rodney as a danger to himself, recommending they instantly remove Rodney's access and place him under observation. Any chance for self-sacrifice would end right then and there. It was a low blow, but it would keep Rodney away while John made things right. There had to be a better way. Demanding wasn't going to work. Reporting would be betrayal. Just give me the card and I'll let you leave, John said softly, purposely calming his voice and diffusing the tension. Now it was his turn to plead, because he didn't want to report Rodney, and he didn't want to lose his friend. Plead. Rodney must have noticed John's change of tone, because he took another step back and drew a deep breath. John continued, fighting each other won't save Jeannie. At last, Rodney took the card out of his pocket, held it in the air briefly for a few moments, then passed it over. John allowed himself a deep, relieved breath as he stepped out of the way. No access card, no lab entry, no Wraith beating. It wasn't a foolproof plan, but it was at least a start. As John watched Rodney leave, he knew it wouldn't be enough. He called for Ronan. Distract McKay any way you can. Whatever you do, do not let him get to that lab. Thankfully, Ronan didn't ask questions. Unfortunately, Todd's guards might, especially when it came time for Wallace's sacrifice. John would have to figure that piece of the puzzle out later. John wasted no time finding Wallace and enacting his own plan. I never meant for this to happen, Wallace told him, weeping. He held the pictures of Madison and Caleb perfectly falling into John's web. I know you didn't, but it did. Now McKay's blaming himself, and I know better. You know better. Not for even a millisecond did he question whether it was the right thing to do. It wasn't about right or wrong. John would do anything to save Rodney, even if Rodney didn't fully understand why. What was his soul compared to Rodney's life? I was showing Wallace the labs. The Wraith got the upper hand. That's what the report will say. In the weeks after, John's nightmares would replay the scene over and over. They weren't the nightmares Rodney would have expected him to have. They weren't guilt-ridden over Wallace and his making things right. They weren't about inner turmoil and morality. They were about Rodney. Nightmare after nightmare, he vividly witnessed Rodney's drained corpse, all because John was too late. He imagined a world without Rodney, and it hurt. John desperately tried to shove the feelings away, but they kept coming back. Yes, he liked Rodney, not just as a friend, not just as a teammate. He hid the feelings away, but it always lurked somewhere near the surface. Rodney, however, still hadn't noticed. maybe never would. John would destroy his own soul to save Rodney, and he wouldn't even hesitate or regret the choice. The feelings continued to swarm him. He pushed harder against them, determined to silence the pain. Somehow John had managed to save both Rodney and Jeannie. It had been close, though. What if John had failed to convince Wallace? What if Jeannie had died and Rodney had blamed John, creating a rift between them that could never be mended? What if Rodney got another mad idea like this in his head but didn't tell John? More so than any moral plight, these questions haunted John's core. Talking it out was useless, no matter what Rodney expected of him. Dwelling on it wasn't going to end the fear. So John took those doubts and fears and he treated them the same way as all his other uncomfortable feelings. He learned to ignore them. He banished them away to the deepest corner of his brain. He sealed them in the sack, in the box with the sign, "Do not open." Maybe this time he could keep the box closed forever. The end.